Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Urban Teen Magazine here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sandra White Stevens, publisher of Urban Teen Magazine. We are a teen magazine written for teens by teens. Here at Urban Teen Magazine Radio, we focus on the entertainment section of Urban Teen, bringing to life some of our readers and listeners bringing to life to our readers and listeners some of the wonderful and talented artists that we feature. Which brings us to our very special guest today. Asia Nicole is natural in all of the elements of stardom, and she makes more than a lasting impression. She doesn't only sing to entertain, but rather to inspire and empower others. Welcome to Urban Teen, Asia Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, or should I say welcome back to Urban Teen. We're so glad to have you back here with us and get an update on what you've been up to. Before we actually start the show today, we have two songs that we want to get in off your new singles. And we want to start the show off with your single Summer Love. So we're going to play that real quick, and we're going to return back with our special guest Asia Nicole. So you stay right there. We're going to take a quick listen.
Okay.
Show off with.
I know, right?
Well, Asia Nicole, you made yourself noticeable by performing solos for your family and neighbors at the age of 6. Tell us what it was like, or what is it about performing that you liked at the age of 6 that you can remember?
Actually, my grandma, she actually made me get in the church choir.
And oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's where it really started with my singing. And, you know, I didn't want to, but I started liking it. So, yeah, that's about
okay.
it.
So, like you just mentioned, you're a member of the, your church choir and never backed away from the microphone. How do you feel as an artist, like looking back on that, being able to step out and take a solo role in the church? Did that, like, empower you or make you feel like this is something that you really wanted to do?
It made me feel comfortable. Like, I really enjoyed it, and that made me open up and figure out that this is something that I really wanted to do, and, you know.
Yeah. And now you, you're originally from Florida. Like, I think some of the guests or the audience learned in our first interview, but you now reside in Atlanta, Georgia. Talk about everything that you'd like about now living in Georgia and how the industry is there as far as being an artist.
I like being in Georgia because it's more opportunities. Atlanta is more of a industry, you know, and Florida doesn't really have that music, so that's why I had to get up out of Florida and go to Atlanta, you know, and pursue my music.
Okay, and what ways do you feel it's more accessible in Atlanta as opposed to Florida? Like, are you able to have more access to producers or being able to get in the studio? What makes it a lot different from what Florida is as far as being an artist?
Yes, because there's more producers, more opportunities, more performances, and it's just better. It's a lot of industry people here, so that's why.
Yeah. So it makes it a lot easier to maybe even to run into people, not even knowing that like that would not happen in Florida.
I know, right?
You won Pop Artist of the Year at the Clean Music Movement Award in 2014, and you're also nominated for the 2016 Georgia Music Youth Award. How does it feel as an artist to be recognized for your talent, like that people recognize you as a talented artist? How does that make you feel as an artist?
It made me feel so good. It was great. And it just lets me know that my hard work is paying off.
Right. And when you won those awards, were you competing against other artists in your category or in your age group? And what was the competition like if you were?
Yes, it was more of my age group, but some of them are rappers, you know, they do different things, but it was most definitely my age group. And just all the artists was great. They were good, honestly.
Yeah. And then to actually be awarded out of the competition, that's even better.
Yeah.
And Asia, you have used your talent for supporting causes such as anti-bullying and fundraising for certain charities. Talk about why you chose to use your talent in this way and why you chose these specific charities or causes. Is there any background to why you chose them, or is there any reason why you gravitated to those particular charities and fundraising?
Because so many people are being bullied, and they have been bullied. Like, my friends have been bullied, and I don't like seeing that. So I'm just supporting the cause just to get the word out there. Like, you guys need to stop bullying. It's not good. You know, people get hurt from that, so I have to support it.
Yeah. And for people who haven't heard, I guess, Asia Nicole, and didn't hear our other interview, how would you describe your music if you were to describe it to people? How would you describe it to them as the type of music that you perform?
It's unique and it's different. And
okay,
it's universal.
Is it like,
so, yeah.
Is it R&B mixed with pop? To give like a more specific like genre, what would you say you land on the scale of the actual genre of music?
Pop is pop R&B, and it's
okay.
Crossover, you know, and it's relatable.
Okay. And what do you hope to do with your experience and background as an artist? Where do you see yourself, Asia Nicole, in the entertainment industry in the future?
I just see myself touring and on the ward and giving back.
Okay. And let me see, because I want to kind of go a little more in depth with the background. I mean, where you would see yourself as an artist. Do you, other than touring, do you have any other plans as far as being using your talents?
Not that I know of. If I see anything in mind, then yeah, I would definitely go for it, but definitely give it back.
Right. And do you write your own material, or is that something that you're looking into, or you already do, or is something that you want to learn?
Yeah, writing. I write songs, so yeah.
Okay, so yes. You have wrote songs before?
Yes.
Okay.
I write all my songs.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. And who or what is your inspiration, Asia Nicole, that you look up to or admire? Who would you say inspires you?
I would have to say Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
And maybe, yeah, Beyonce, Rihanna, those, you know, but more vocalist, Christina Aguilera.
Okay, and for what reason does Christina Aguilera inspire you? Like, what about her is it that inspires you?
Because she's a vocalist, and she just has a big, really big range, and
yeah,
she's a great singer. She's most definitely a singer, an artist.
Okay. And besides performing, what do you like to do in your spare time? What does Asia Nicole like to do for fun?
I like to knit, and I like to fish. Those are like the only two that I really like to do.
Yeah. Wow, how cool. You're the first person I've had on here who said they like to fish. That's a little different. That may be a little bit of Southern thing there. And what would you say keeps you grounded and focused on your career as a performer? Like, if you got away from it and started like doing something else or not focused, what do you have in you as a person or as an artist that always brings you back to focusing on your career?
My relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I always keep God first.
Yeah.
He gets me through anything.
Exactly. Wow. Okay, well, Asia Nicole, we're going to take another quick break and listen to another one of your singles. This one is called Messages. So you stay right there, and we'll be back with more from our special guest, Asia Nicole. Tonight. Urban Team Magazine with our special guest, Asia Nicole. Welcome back.
Hey.
And wow, what another great song. Was there, like you said, you write your song, so was there any special meaning to the song messages, or even the first song that we played, Summer Love, what made you think of writing those type of songs, and was there any special meaning to them?
Basically, my songs are always, they're always written from experience, my friends' experiences with their, you know, boyfriends. They always come to me like, Asia, you know, this and this happened. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to put that in a song.
Yeah. Well, great job, because those are really hot songs. I think it's awesome that you write them, so that's even better. That gives you a little more edge in the industry to be able to write and perform. So, toodles to you.
Thank you.
What would you say has been the best part of being a performer? What do you like most about it?
I love the crowd. The crowd they always, you know, have fun with me, and I just basically like showing off my talent. So that's just, I love performing overall. So yeah.
Yeah, so performing. And do they give you energy? They make you, like, feel even more, like, energized when you go out there? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Is there anyone in the entertainment industry that you would like to work with or collaborate with as an artist?
I would have to say I love Teyana Taylor, Rihanna, of course. Beyonce, Christina Aguilera, yeah, those, no.
Okay, only female, no duets maybe in the future?
let's see, August Alsina, Chris Brown.
Oh, nice.
Come on.
Yeah, those are good ones. what is the one thing that you would want your fans to know about you as an artist? What that they might not know about you? As Asia Nicole, like a little, maybe a little personal tidbit that you might want to throw out there to them?
Let's see. I don't have anything, really.
Because I've had people say, some people say, they might not know that I like to cook, or that I like to, you know, something that you think that they might not know about you.
I mean, it's kind of weird. People always like, oh, because I like to play video games, and they're like, oh, my God, you play video games. And, of course, I like to fish. So,
okay.
Yeah, I like the outdoors. So things like hunting and stuff like that, I like doing stuff like that.
Oh, nice. Okay. See, we would never have expected that, so.
Yeah.
And, Asia, Nicole, what can we expect from you in the future? Any upcoming projects or things that you are working on that you want to give a shout-out to?
I'm currently going to be back in the studio recording another single, and we're going to have a video out for it soon, so stay tuned.
Yeah, wow. We're all waiting for it. And how can your fans connect with you just to find out about your upcoming products, or if they just want to connect with you and follow you, how can they connect?
They can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Asia Nicole.
Okay. And is that all your social media is I Am Asia Nicole?
Yes. And you can actually go on my SoundCloud too at Asia Nicole, so... check out my singles.
Yeah. All right. Well, Asia Nicole, thank you for joining us here today at Urban Team Magazine.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, and we're so excited for you, and we wish you much success. And always come back. You're always welcome.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you all for joining us here today in Urban Team Magazine here at Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to know more about our special guest, Asia Nicole, like she just mentioned, visit her website and social media accounts. I Am Asia Nicole or AsiaNicole.com, as well as download her latest singles, which you probably can find out on her website. You just heard them here on Urban Team Magazine. The first single you heard right out the gate was Summer Love, and just now we just played Messages. Don't forget to be on the lookout for our latest issue of Urban Team Magazine, and look out for Asia Nicole being in an upcoming issue, so keep an eye on that. You can get your free copy by visiting urbanteenmagazine.com and just download a copy. If you know of an outstanding, talented teen in your community and would like to come, like us to feature them in Urban Teen Magazine, or if you would, are an entertainer and would like to just come sit down and talk with us here at Urban Teen Magazine Radio, send all your inquiries to info@urbanteenmagazine.com or urbanteenmagazine@yahoo.com. Until next time, this has been your host, Sandra White Stevens, publisher of Urban Teen Magazine. As always, remember to stay positive and follow your dreams.